Hi, boss. Sorry to bother you. Do you have time for a quick word? Don't worry. I'm not trying to get my job back. I just wanted to say that I don't have any hard feelings about being let go. I mean, I didn't want that to happen, but I'm trying to use this as an opportunity. You know, making lemonade out of lemons. All that shit. Sorry. But since this is my last day, I can say shit or anything else I like, right? After all, it's not like I can be worried about getting fired. But seriously, I could tell it was really hard of you to tell me the news. You were so kind and so encouraging. And I know you only did it because corporate made you enforce the whole last in, first out policy. After all, not only was I the most recent hire, but I was by far the youngest too. I'm not dumb. I could see the writing on the wall. And actually, part of me is really relieved. No, I'm not kidding. You know, I really only took this job because it was the route of least resistance. I mean, I interned here and then I was offered a full-time position, so I mean, I just sort of fell into it. But it's become very clear to me that this is not what I want to do with my life. Not because of how you treated me. No. You were never less than professional and kind. It's just. Well, my heart's not really in it. I just don't find the work that interesting. So, I'm going to follow my dream. I've given myself 3 years, and I'm going to take a bunch of classes, try and get an agent, and become an actress. I know, crazy, right? I've got about a 1 in a million chance of earning a living it. I know, crazy, right? I've got about a 1 in a million chance of earning a living at it. But I already spend every spare moment taking acting classes, doing extras work. I've been in so many, quote unquote, experimental productions, performed so many roles. I've even been offered adult roles, as in porn. Against my better judgment, I've taken one or two of those. And the producers and directors are very pleased with me. Seems I have a talent for it. But that's not my idea of a career. I want to be a good dramatic actress. It's just in my blood. But, and it's a big but, I can't really devote myself to this without money. I mean, this job has taken care of some of my bills. I can just about pay the rent and eat, but I can't even afford a car. So every time I have an audition, I have to beg a ride from a friend or get an Uber. You can imagine how that eats up the cost in a city this size. So I really appreciated the severance pay you negotiated for me. That'll help me keep me afloat, at least for a few weeks. Anyway, I can see you're getting ready to go, and I know you're anxious to leave for the weekend. I'm finished packing up my stuff. I guess it's just you and me left on this floor tonight. Look at the two of us. The boss and the newly fired, still in the office at 8 p.m. on a Friday night. Don't you have things to do? People to see? No. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know you're separated and all, but you should get out there. You've got a lot to offer. And that kind of brings me to why I wanted to catch you before you leave. So I could be completely wrong about this, but I kind of get the sense that your attitude towards me is, well, a little bit more than just that of a supervisor or a fellow professional. and tell me if I'm wrong, but over the past few months, I've caught you, well, looking at me. In a way, that's, how can I put it? Appreciative. I know you've always enjoyed chatting to me, and I've noticed how often you joke with me. It's obvious you enjoy my company, but there's something else, an intensity in your gaze. I sometimes catch it when I look up from my cubicle and I see you looking directly at me. You always look away immediately, as if you're embarrassed to be found out, embarrassed at being discovered. Almost as if you're ashamed to give any hint that, well, that you're attracted to me. Sexually. So, am I wrong? Come on, we're not boss and employee anymore, you can admit it. And, if truth be told, I'm very intrigued in your answer. I knew it! Phew. I'm so relieved. And just for the record, I'm glad you never acted on it. I hate it when a man abuses his position of power, you know, to take advantage. But, and now I'm free to say this, I find you quite attractive. I love a man who's confident, at ease with himself. One who's experienced, so experienced, in fact, that he never brags. Never boasts, always treats women with respect. I find all those things pretty sexy, actually. And that's why I'd like to propose something. So, here's why I wanted to talk to you alone tonight. It's a bit of an unusual proposal. And I can't believe I'm actually speaking these words, but, well, if I'm going to pursue an acting career, I have to find an income stream, something to take care of all the bills so I can focus completely on developing my craft. I want to study with the best teachers, and that's competitive and expensive. I don't want any distractions. I want to live and breathe acting. So I need someone to support me for at least the next 5 years. And in return, I'll offer 5% of any of my acting earnings to my patron for life. So if I am that one in a million success, my sponsor will have a nice income stream for the rest of their life. So I'm wondering if you might be interested? If I get the breaks, you'll get 5% of some seriously big bucks. Of course, there's no guarantee. You may be investing in 5% of nothing. And in 3 years, I may be knocking on your door asking for my old job back. So, to sweeten the deal, I have something else to offer. Something I'd offer only you. Do you mind if I close the shades? There could be cleaners coming round. Okay, if I lock the door too? I thought I'd do a private acting audition for you. Then, if you like it and you think my career is something you want to invest in, I could perform a similar private audition for you. Perhaps once or twice a week? Of course, your decision all depends on how you rate my skills, my acting, and my other skills. I call this role the ingenue. In it, I play the role of a young woman infatuated with a more experienced man, a powerful man, maybe her boss, like the head choreographer of a prestigious dance company she's a member of, or a major designer with hundreds of models eager to wear his clothes, or the CEO of a corporation, just like this. Someone who's recently separated, burying himself in work, yearning for his young employee, but bound by a sense of honor that stops him from saying or doing anything. Would you like to see how I perform this role? Yeah? I thought you would. The scene starts with the ingenue coming into an office just like this. She sees her boss sitting at his desk, just like you are. She comes over to him, and without saying a word, she reaches for his tie and pulls him to his feet. Still holding his tie, she pulls him towards her so their faces are almost touching. And then she puts one finger, then two, into her mouth and licks them like this. But all the time she's looking right into his eyes. Do you know you have the most gorgeous eyes? I find them very sexy. Next, she takes off his jacket and slowly unbuttons his shirt. May I? You smell nice. Can I lick your ear? Now that his shirt is unbuttoned, she slides her hand inside it and runs them all over his chest, like this. Her fingers dance over his nipples. She runs her arms down his sides and lets her hands stray down to his belly button. This way. Ooh, that's a lovely moan from you. You like this, don't you? I think you deserve a kiss. Now, she senses his longing for her. It's coming off of him like a force field. And she can feel something pressing against her belly button. Something hard. Very hard. So still, keeping his suit pants on, she unbuttons his zipper and her hand slips inside, just like this. Then, and this is the tricky part, she finds the opening in the front of his boxers and eases her fingers through to find, something that's very stiff. And she pulls it out of his boxers and out of his pants so that they're standing there, eyes locked on each other. And as his cock is sticking out of his pants, she starts to stroke it as she continues to kiss him on the mouth. Oh my god, you feel really hard. How long has it been since a woman's done this to you? It's been months? You poor thing. You are really going to enjoy this. Is the prospect of a private audition like this every week starting to intrigue you? I'll take that moan as a yes. Now, the ingenue realizes that he is so aroused, so erect, so turned on, that his legs won't support him anymore. So she pushes him back down in his chair and slowly pulls his pants and his briefs off him. So he's sitting there in his chair of authority, of power, with his bottom half completely naked. His cock is sticking out from his body, purple, twitching, the air swirling around its nakedness. And he's moaning, just like you are, desperate to be touched there. So she removes her jacket and unbuttons her blouse. Oh, and he sees the gorgeous treasures that lie within. Two beautiful breasts, no bra. They're just hanging there, rubbing against the silky fabric of her blouse. And as he imagines the nipples peeking out, and how good it would feel to take them in his mouth and kiss and lick them, he starts to thrust upwards, his groin bucking, desperate to meet her hands, desperate to feel her on him. But she doesn't touch him. Not yet. Oh, no. Instead, very calmly and deliberately, she takes a scarf from her purse and tells him to put both his hands above his head. And then, as in his heart of hearts, he secretly desired, she binds his hands together. So now he's spread-eagled in his office chair, the one he uses to hire and fire from, the one he issues directives from, the one that makes him feel powerful. And yet, this time, he's powerless. This is what you've always desired, isn't it, boss? For me, your saucy little ingenue, to come on here, tie you up, be totally unimpressed with all of your titles, all of your authority, and pull your pants down so that in order to get relief, you have to beg. Come on, let me hear you beg. There will be no release, no touching, until you plead with me for your release. Come on, call me baby. Call me mistress. Tell me you'll do anything for me. You love this, don't you, daddy? You love your baby girl coming in here. No bra, gorgeous full breasts, pert nipples, ordering you around. You love the fact that your release, your pleasure, is completely in my hands. Oh, fuck. I swear I can see your balls moving. They are so full, aren't they, Daddy? Do they need some relief? Are they straining and churning, so full of stickiness? Bursting to come, desperate to spurt out, all over your chair, over your legs, over my blouse? Well, good daddies get a reward from their baby girls. Here, let me show you. As a special treat, how about I take off my panties? I've been wearing them all day thinking about this moment. I've been edging myself, just stroking my pussy lips while I sat at my desk. And my panties are dripping. They're so fucking soaked that I need to take them off. And do you know what I'm going to do with them? I'm going to use them to lubricate you. Does that sound good? Oh, God. You're almost shouting out in pleasure. Oh, fuck. Okay. Let me get back to the scene. So your ingenue, your sensual, full-bodied, yearning employee, ripe for the picking like a juicy, wet Georgia peach. She's going to rub these panties all over your cock. Look at them sliding all over you. Do they feel good? Can you feel the juice on them coating you? Oh, God. You're glistening. Look. Your cockhead is covered in my juice. It's even dripping down your shaft. This must be such exquisite heaven for you. Now, how about we run them all over your balls? Would you like to feel that soft, wet fabric caressing your balls? Your stretched, churning, aching balls? That's nice, isn't it? Feeling the silk rubbing against your ball sack, the softness sending shivers through you. Oh, I think I hear cleaners down the corridor. We need to end the scene before too long. So now, the ingenue submits. She acknowledges his power and kneels before him, marveling at the stiffness right in front of her face. Then she rubs it against her cheek like this. It's so soft. Then her face gets right next to it and she inhales. I breathe you in. I love that smell. A man's naked cock, clean and shaved. I love that you shave down there. It makes me long to run my tongue over those blue balls. May I? Oh, God. Try not to moan so loudly. The cleaner will hear you. The surface of your balls, they're just so beautifully rough. I love how my tongue feels against them. Can I take them in my mouth? Please? Oh, you poor thing. What's that little clear drop at the tip of your cock? Is that pre-cum? Has your little girl forced that sticky liquid droplet right out of your head? Would you like me to lick it clean? Here, let me clean you off. You are twitching like crazy. I think I need to hold it in my hand. Would that be all right, Daddy? And I think it's time to help you to release. Does that sound good, sir? Oh, fuck. Your cock looks so strong. Let me just purse my lips and just cover the head. I love your saltiness. Can I do that again? Oh, God. You're really ready to come, aren't you, babe? Okay, I think you've seen enough of my acting chops. Let's take care of you. It tastes so good. Yeah, you can come in my mouth. Let me pump your shaft. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, God. I think you're ready. Please, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Come in my mouth. Please, Daddy. That's it. Yes. Let it all out. Fill me up. You taste so good. Give it to me. All over. Don't hold back. That's it. It's comfy. Oh, God. Whoa, are you all right? You look like you don't know where you are. Here, quick, let's clean you up. Did any fall out of my mouth? No? Well, aren't you the lucky boy? So, I want you to think about my proposal. And if you agree, there'll be a regular Friday night audition of a new scene. And I'll do my best to show you all of my talents. Think about it.